start a new one. So your parents were amazing people. They both were awarded publicly and nationally for their work. Your father with Blue Cross and related health organizations, your mother with the nursing and getting the Medal of Merit. So your father even had to go to Europe to talk about...
Yeah, I think he was with Blue Cross at that point, 37. Yeah, he would have been because he started in 32. And so I think he was in Europe to explain the concept.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he was doing. I don't know. I was
health
six.
And national health insurance or even
state
level.
Well, that came later. That came 10 years later.
But I mean, that whole progress was, and policy and program was totally new.
It was evolutionary for sure, yeah. Because it was, in many ways, it meshed with the, much as they weren't fond of Roosevelt, it did mesh with the New Deal, you know.
Yeah.
Health insurance, and then Social Security came along. And Mother knew Francis Perkins, who...
Oh, sure. He was the Secretary
of Labor.
Roosevelt,
yeah.
Of Labor. Right?
And so then about 1940, I think, it's a little vague, my father got together with a consortium of other guys who were wanting to establish a retirement insurance company for people who were not covered by Social Security. And because nobody in a nonprofit, a hospital, Boy Scouts, United Way, they were not covered. And Social Security was never designed to cover them.
Mm-hmm.
So
right, they weren't paying taxes that were used for Social Security.
Right. So then they were constructing this insurance company, National Health and Welfare Retirement Association. And it took a lot of time to get the insurance qualifications and all the licenses and, you know, all the rigmarole you have to go through, the red tape that it takes to establish a company like that.
Mm.
And it took about 5 years.
Mm.
Yeah, it was not easy to do because it was going to be big.
Yeah.
And
so where did your dad get the vision and the skills to
well,
do
he
the
had
organizational
a,
skills?
He had a master's in social work.
Okay.
And that he got, he graduated from Denison as a philosophy major, much to his father's distress. And then he went on to the University of Louisville and took a master's in social work. And then he went to Cleveland and worked at the community chest. And then he ended up back in... No, he went to Cleveland after Louisville because he met Mother in Louisville. And she had come there after a couple of other jobs after the war when she came back from France. Anyway, he went to Cleveland and then he ended up actually chasing Mother to New York. She wasn't having any. And he was going to have it.
Isn't that amazing?
So then he went around the world, and then he ended up in New York and worked for the United Hospital Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that's evolved into the Blue Cross thing.
And did he talk about it over dinner ever, or you or with your mother, or...
Yes, oh sure, they talked about it.
Did he just go off to work?
No, they talked a lot. And Mother was, she had done a project for the United States Public Health Service about poverty in the Depression in the early part of the 30s. But I don't think at this point, after he started Blue Cross, she worked for a while, and then she finished that project, and so then she wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think she was working in 1937. And she would just do projects on and off for them.
One more question, Ruth, about your dad and your mom. Did she inspire him? Did she say, go, Homer, you're doing such a great thing for the nation? Did they each have their own separate
They had very reasoned discussions, and they were very equal.
Mm.
You know, I don't recall her pushing him.
Which is very unusual, isn't it?
I don't think she had to push him, because I think he was determined on his own. And he didn't push her, because she was determined too.
Yeah.
You know, so they were very equal. And somebody asked me that one time when asked me about Mother and the National Health and nursing thing in World War II, and said, well, was your father kind of...
jealous?
Feeling, yeah, a little uncertain about this. I said, no, believe me, they were equal. They were totally equal. They really were. They were about as equal as anybody, as any two people could be.
I bet.
In terms of ambition, capability, and determination, and vision.
Mm.
You know, they both shared that.
Yeah.
And so dinner conversations were, as I grew older, interesting.
Mm.
And a lot of it about us, my sister and me, you know, and a lot of laughter.
Yeah. Oh, good sense of humor.
And the phone would ring.
Did they both have a good sense of humor?
Oh, yeah. Daddy was a terrible punster.
Oh, I bet he was.
Terrible. Anyway, and the phone would ring, and we'd just say, no, Mom. You know, because somebody was calling her up to do a volunteer job. Because when she wasn't working, she was always volunteering.